With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Blocks are being laid down here at Birch Tree Heights.
Construction is officially underway at Birch Tree Heights, formerly the Apple Blossom Affordable Homes Project in West Bay. District MP and Climate Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks Wilkes, was joined by her West Bay colleagues and the Planning Minister as they reviewed the work this week. MP Julie Hunter.
And we have the NHDT crew with us today, assuring us that by December, we are going to have some of these homes done. Imagine that, West Bay.
The development has seen several delays since the official groundbreaking ceremony back in May 2024. At that time, the project was announced as bringing 60 affordable homes to the district. Extra funding is approved for the Cayman Airways 2026 budget. Finance Committee Chair Rolston Anglin.
EI1, Cayman Airways Limited. $13,030,000 is being sought to meet uncontrollable cost pressures and unexpected expenses.
On Tuesday, the Minister for Tourism, the Honorable Gary Ruddy, asked MPs to support an equity investment to cover debt servicing and operating expenditure, with $5.8 million for fuel cost impact and projections, $2.5 million for the service of a plane engine, and $5.5 million for, quote, uncontrollable impacts and costs.
The $5.5 is for $2.3 million in anticipated growth that was short. We also had $2 million increased ground handling security costs. We have aircraft maintenance requirements across the fleet exceeding projections by approximately $955,000 US. Health insurance premiums increased approximately $500,000 US. The cost providing onboard meal service has increased by $200,000. Mandatory simulator training, which is essential safety requirement, increased by approximately $150,000.
There was also an unexpected engine shop visit, which grounded a CAL plane for 3 months.
I'd have been reliably informed that we finally got that plane airborne on Sunday. So that plane is now back into service.
The additional $13 million in supplemental appropriations brings the 2026 revised budget for Cayman Airways to just over $23.5 million. It's also a $1.3 million boost for Celebrate Cayman.
I know to some eyes, looking at the increased appropriation without understanding the value these events bring to the island, it can't be understated.
Celebrate Cayman is a national initiative dedicated to promoting and preserving Caymanian culture and heritage and community pride, hosting events and programs along with public awareness and education campaigns throughout the year. Speaking to the Supplemental Appropriation in Parliament, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks told MPs there have been some additional events hosted by the organization not originally planned for when lawmakers approved the Celebrate Cayman 2026 budget last year, including the Threads to Our Traditions gospel concert at the Agriculture Grounds in Lower Valley in May.
So the gospel concert, for example, was unanticipated. We ourselves, as those who attended, thought there might be 1,000 people or so. It almost reached 3,000. That level of unity has no value you can put on it. And there are calls that night to do it again in 2027.
The overall budget for Celebrate Cayman this year is now $3.8 million. And police are searching for 39-year-old Andy Miles, wanted for a string of burglaries and robberies. He's thought to be moving around the Georgetown and West Bay area, and police say he is considered dangerous, so don't approach him. Instead, call 911. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Ron Brown. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia's huge overnight attack on Kyiv killed at least 18 people and injured dozens of others. With direct US aid having dried up, President Zelensky has appealed to Washington to grant Ukraine licenses to manufacture Patriot air defense missiles. Health officials in Gaza say 15,000 people with war injuries or life-threatening diseases cannot access the treatment they need, and 300 have died while waiting for medical evacuation. Aid agencies say that Israel still restricts the delivery of critical drugs and equipment, which Israel denies. Pakistan's Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif is to fly to Iran to attend Saturday's funeral of the late Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. He was killed in a missile strike on the first day of the US-Israel war. Khamenei's son and successor, Mujtaba, is yet to be seen in public since his appointment. Police in northeast Thailand are trying to establish how an 11-year-old boy stole his parents' pickup truck and crashed into a group of pilgrim monks, killing 8 and injuring more than 20. The truck reportedly drifted off its lane and crashed into the procession. Rescuers are trying to save a Venezuelan man who was found alive in the rubble after last week's twin earthquakes. Hernan Gil is trapped under the ruins of a shopping centre in Catia La Mar. BBC News.